Class A News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Top Russian officials say President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping planned to discuss strategic cooperation during a meeting of the two leaders this week in Moscow. On Monday, the White House called for China's leader to instead call for an end to Russia's war in Ukraine.
We encouraged President Xi to advocate for this exact essential key point, which must include the withdrawal of Russian forces from sovereign Ukrainian territory.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby also commented on China's peace proposal for Ukraine.
The entire world would like to see this war end, especially the Ukrainians themselves, who have put forward their own plan for a just peace.
President Biden has issued his first veto. The president rejected a bill that would have reversed a Labor Department rule on environmental, social, and governance investing, otherwise known as ESG.
They couldn't take into consideration investments that wouldn't be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives, and that's why.
Republicans view ESG investing as part of a broader woke agenda. Authorities in New York are expected to be ready for anything if former President Trump gets indicted. Groups of Trump supporters were seen gathering outside Trump Tower on Monday. Retired NYPD Chief Terry Monahan says NYPD is working with other agencies to be prepared.
There are currently hundreds of cops that are out on patrol specifically to respond to any demonstration, whether it's pro-Trump, anti-Trump.
Barricades have already been set up at Trump Tower and Manhattan Criminal Court. Authorities are looking for a baseball player after he may have defected following the World Baseball Classic in Miami. Several media outlets, including El Nuevo Herald, report that Ivan Prieto, a bullpen catcher for Team Cuba, never returned home after Sunday's game. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A shooting at a North Texas high school has turned deadly.
It is with great sadness that I announce that the student has died from his injuries.
Arlington Police Chief Al Jones says a second student who was shot outside of Lamar High School in suburban Dallas was struck in the face and is recovering in the hospital. The alleged gunman is in custody and is now facing charges of capital murder. The state of Idaho could use a firing squad to execute a death row inmate in the future. The state Senate passed the measure, which sent it to Republican Governor Brad Little's desk. The firing squad would be a backup method, as the state can't get drugs needed to perform a lethal injection. Other states, including Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Utah, have laws that would potentially allow death by firing squad. President Biden is marking the Iranian New Year, known as Nowruz, at the White House.
It's a celebration that's been a millennium in the making, observed by millions of people around the world this very day.
In remarks during a reception, Biden said the U.S. stands with the women and girls of Iran who are fighting for their human rights and fundamental freedoms. The new CEO of Starbucks is taking his seat in the company. Laxman Narasimhan has assumed the role of the Seattle-based coffee giant's CEO effective Monday. The switch comes about a week before former CEO Howard Schultz was scheduled to testify before Congress over how Starbucks has dealt with employees who want to unionize. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.